This is KCUR 89.3. Kansas has a new poet laureate. Wasco Medina of Topeka began his two-year term this week. He recently spoke with KCUR contributor Ann Knigendorf about what the role involves.
I think I've read that you're really loyal to Topeka and are working hard to build its local literary scene. Will you tell me about that loyalty and the work you've been doing?
Yes, I think art grows from within a community. And for that to spread, you have to be involved and support the local artist and whatever form of art it is. I mean, showing up to events, paying to be at events, giving them some form of payment for their time and their practice, and providing just emotional, financial support. And if you can't give them a platform, as I try to do, it makes them want to stay. I think a lot of towns do have artists, but artists leave towns to go to bigger places where they can be more successful.
Okay, and how will you spread that across the state? Because I assume you'll want to do similar work all across Kansas as the new Poet Laureate. Is that right?
What I'll be doing with Poet Laureate is sharing my truth, my message of what it's like to be Latino in Kansas, and just trying to build connections with other local area poets.
Would you mind telling me what you mean by sharing your truth?
At times, I feel isolated here. You know, my mother is Panamanian, my father is Puerto Rican. I'm no longer from Puerto Rico or Panama, but sometimes I don't feel I'm American enough either. You know, my Spanish isn't the best, and, you know, sometimes I struggle with my English, you know, so I live in the in-between, you know, and that's what I'm trying to express, that we are in transition, but we still belong here.
A lot of writers have personal rules that govern how they work, which sometimes translate into advice for aspiring writers or just people interested in writing. Can I assume you have some rules also?
I do have rules. I have rules that I follow for myself, that always be prepared to write. Be ready to write at all times.
But you mean have a paper and pencil handy?
Pencil, doesn't matter where you're at. Phones now, I write on my phone every day. One of my favorite poets, Jimmy Santiago Baca, was once asked that question, when should he write? And I'm paraphrasing, but he said, when do you pick up a child crying in the night?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so when is that for you?
That is in the night.
Usually. In the night?
Yeah.
Usually?
You know, yeah, it usually is. It's at night. It's when it's quiet, when I'm done with my day, when I've had time to think about the writing, or if I had an experience that day that I had to put in my back pocket because I couldn't deal with it at that moment. And it's clawing in there. You know, it's like a tiger back there just waiting to get out. And I go home and I investigate, you know, what that feeling was. Could I capture it again?
What's another rule?
Let me see here. Rule two. rule two for writing. Writer's block is not a real thing.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's not.
Explain.
I like to use the term writer's detour. Writer's block is merely just a red flag for a creative burnout. So you need to go around it. Let's say good reading could be a form of helping your writing. You could watch a film, you know, that might inspire you. Be prepared to edit work from before that you had if you don't have the energy to write, but you still want to be involved in the writing process. Editing and reading and investigating what you're writing about is part of that process.
Okay, do you have a third rule?
Be sincere.
Okay.
Be honest with your work and yourself. Let it have emotion. Be raw about it at first. You can go back and clean it up. Let it all out.
So your second book, Un Mango Grows in Kansas, is not yet published, but your first book is called How to Hang the Moon. Would you please read us a poem from that?
Under the street lamps. During summer evenings, I watched the starlings perched on power lines, waiting for a season. You could walk with me, you know, hand in hand, before the fall, like this sidewalk cliff summits above everything, and I'm all you can hold on to. Don't let go. We won't be judged, I promise. They'll probably sing the songs of car alarms, warn us that things locked up can still be stolen.
That was KCUR contributor Ann Knigendorf speaking with Wasco Medina, Kansas's new poet laureate.